Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for tuning in to podcast number 48. Today I am going to talk about four simple steps to grow your speaking biz as a guest blogger. Yes, we're going to talk about guest blogging on this podcast. Stepping out into the online world to launch yourself into a people-reaching and audience-helping business is thrilling and risky and a little bit scary, right? It's all you and all you all the time. When I launched Charlie Jane Speakers almost 2 decades ago. That's really hard to say. That was a long time ago. But when I launched it, I knew I had enough business sense and understanding already to get things set up and marketed. I'd already been running another business with my husband, and so I had that experience under my belt. This time, though, I had a passion for directly reaching and helping a very narrowly niched audience, one that not only might have been too challenging to get business sustaining attention from, but also one that was a stretch for me to try to reach in the first place. But I knew that I could help them, and what I had to offer would be of life-changing value to them. Okay? Not trying, for me, simply, it was not an option. And to be successful and build sustainability, professional speakers have to be everywhere all the time. It's very important. I just firmly believe that. So this is especially key in the beginning stages of a speaking business, in any business. It is an absolute essential foundation to building a strong speakers platform. Okay? But wait, Wendy, I know you're saying to yourself, or maybe to your screen or to your earbuds, there's only one of me. How can I be everywhere all the time? It's impossible. It's not impossible. And in this post, I'll tell you that guest blogging is an excellent way to do it. If you can write winning proposals, speeches, and other articles, you can be a guest blogger. All right? So I'm going to show you or tell you how to get started. So step one, there is an abundance of blogs you could write for. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds. So start making a list of possible blog owners to contact. You can do Google searches to find out who is accepting guest bloggers. You can also find a list that's gathered for our Charlie Jane speaker members in our club if you want to find them quickly. I would recommend that you don't blast emails. Rather, take a week to research 5 to 10 blogs which you think you could guest blog for, and then follow the next steps, all right? As you get started with this, you'll want to be intentional about where you post. Go find them on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and you know, like a few posts, and then make a comment on a couple within a few days. Not the same day, all right? Not the same day, it's too spammy. When you comment, please don't just say, "Hey there, great post." Oh, that is just boring. And it can be looking a little spammy too. So it has almost no value to the blog owner or you or the readers. It gets ignored and passed over. Remember, you want to write for these people and their audience, so your comment is your chance to begin to demonstrate that you'll be a good fit. Yes? Offer value and insight and increase traffic for the blog owner. It's your first audition. You will want to get it right, so you'll get that call back. All right? You need to be genuine. Only tell them you love their post if you did. Don't exaggerate All right. Tell them that it really helped you succeed or connect, understood something, you resolved something, you fixed an issue, you know, whether it was work, home, life, a conflict, plumbing, whatever it is. If it's a how-to post, say thank you for sharing. And number four really resonated with me when it comes to ABC. All right. I know it takes a little bit longer to do it this way, but trust me, it's going to open the doors of opportunity. Here is your chance to start a conversation and begin building a relationship. Okay. It's all in the relationships. So take the time to get it right. Okay. Step two, after about a week, reach out via email or social media, you know, to see if perhaps you might be a guest there. I want you to keep it really short and sweet. Don't ramble on. It should be very clear, concise explanation of how you will solve a problem for their readers. I would also recommend that you can pitch a few ideas so they kind of have a variety of ideas that they can pick from. All right. I do have a template, an email template that would really help you out here with this. And if you go to my blog and look for the blog called Four Simple Steps to Grow Your Public Speaking Biz as a Guest Blogger, you're going to find that template in there. All right. You can download it, copy, paste, use it. It's real quick, and you can customize it a little bit with your own information. And once again, that's on my blog at charliejane.com, charliejane.com. Step number three, write your posts, but start on smaller blogs to establish yourself. All right. So once you've gained some traction, begin reaching out to the well-known publications and the blogs. Have confidence in your abilities to do this. Once you are seen on the blogs with wider readership, you'll see how it helps to build your platform. All right? Build your platform and further establish your credibility as an expert in your niche. Add references to them on your website and marketing materials such as your one sheet. Link to a favorite, which gets a particularly high amount of comments and hits in your email signature or on your social media profiles. I mean, really, don't you think it's going to impress planners to see that you have posts published by well-known and admired blogs? Of course it will. Of course, you bet it will. So guest blogging regularly puts you in front of an ever-expanding audience, one which you may never have reached before branching out in this way. As I said, it builds credibility, but it also increases visibility. All right. It leads the readers right back to your website or to your one sheet or to your giveaway or, you know, wherever you want to take them. Okay. It's a proven and excellent way to market your speaking business. Step number four, don't start without this key element to get it right. Okay. This is very important. Your author box or bio box is one of the most important elements in guest blogging. I might even say it is the most important element because it's all about you. It's about you, and it's your opportunity to lead people off the blog and onto your resource, onto your page, onto your one sheet, onto your video, wherever you want to take them. Getting it right from the start is non-negotiable. Before you start posting, clearly define for yourself your intention for the site that you want to blog on. All right. Where do you want to lead the reader? Like I said, my top choices are going to be a giveaway. You know, it could be attached to a sales booking funnel, your website video of you speaking, your one sheet. I have a few that I actually had written some posts on these and some blogs, and I always direct them back. This is just me, though. I direct them back to my Facebook group, Grow Your Speaking Business. And everybody's going to have a place that they want to send them, but make sure that you've set your intention before you start writing that post. It takes commitment and consistency. It really does. It does. Just like a lot of things. But if you do this every week, now go ahead, go schedule it into your weekly tasks right now. I'll wait. Put me on pause. But if you do this, you will be guest blogging on I would say maybe once a week. Once a week, right? Wouldn't that be great? I mean, if you're more determined and can spend more time in this area of your business development, you will create more opportunities to turn it into, say, maybe 3, maybe 4 guest spots every week. It just depends on the individual speaker and his or her goals for their business. Don't set goals that are unattainable for you right now. Start smart, all right? Put in the work, the consistency, and build this part of your business to 3 to 4 guest posts a week. You'll leverage this work by the total numbers of readers for each blog you guest on. Do the math, all right? It's pretty motivating. My final tip to you is to keep good track of all this. Use a simple spreadsheet to keep track of your efforts. This way you don't duplicate your work and you know where and when you've posted. Once you've been doing this a while, you'll see how a simple spreadsheet will be necessary, and how it will become a gold mine for you. All right? A gold mine. So, happy guest blogging, my friends. And once again, if you would like to join our Charlie Jane Speaker family on our free Facebook group, we would love, love to have you over there. You can just go to speakingbizcommunity.com, and request to join, and we'll see you in our Facebook group. So that's it for this podcast, and thank you all for tuning in, and have a great day.